The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The disciples approached him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? He said to them in reply, because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, you shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. Close their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and be converted, and I will heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word. Then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches chokes the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit, and yields 100, 60, or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. I think most of us are quite familiar with the story of the prodigal son in the Gospel of Luke. When the son takes what is rightfully his from his father, goes and wastes it, and then comes back begging just to be a worker on his father's farm. Well, this parable of the sower, I sometimes think of as the parable of the prodigal sower. It's not in the Gospel of Matthew, the story of the prodigal son is not in the Gospel of Matthew. But Matthew is teaching actually a similar lesson with the story of the sower that Luke is trying to teach with the prodigal son. Because the adjective prodigal doesn't mean the one who comes back. But it actually just means the wasteful son. The idea in the story of the prodigal son is that he takes these good gifts that his father gives him and he goes and wastes it on a life of dissipation, on something that's not going to last. To the point that when the famine strikes, he has to come back and beg his father to accept him not as a son, but as a worker. The reason I would call this the story of the prodigal sower is because, frankly, the sower is not a very good sower. Now, if you ever thought about it, most of us have heard this parable before, so you think, oh yeah, the seed falls on the path, and of course that can't grow. And well, if it falls on thorny or rocky soil, well, of course that can't grow very good, so we should have good, fruitful soil that can take root with the Word of God. And that's part of the teaching. But if Jesus later says that he is the sower, well, it doesn't take the best farmer or sower to know, don't throw the seed on the path. Maybe use your eyes and see where it's kind of rocky and go, maybe not that part. Maybe the part over there where it could grow. Or yeah, it looks like there's some thorns growing there. Maybe we don't throw some seed there. But I actually think that is part of the point that Jesus wants to show, especially his disciples. Because if you notice, this is kind of the introduction of the parables in Matthew. He doesn't say he uses parables so that everyone can understand. He actually uses parables to kind of obscure his teaching for the crowds at large. Because they don't have ears to hear. At least at that moment, they're not able to receive the gospel and to follow Christ. But for those that already believe that Jesus is the Messiah, who will kind of explain these parables to them so that they can understand, have a deeper faith in him, but also go and do the works that he sends them to do. So I think Jesus wants the disciples to know that they're called to be prodigal sowers. That if they're going to become like Christ, they can't just be skimpy and think, well, I only have a few seeds to give out, and so I better put them in the best possible soil. I better take a week to really scour the city and find the best people that are definitely going to believe in Jesus and follow him. I think when Jesus sends the apostles out, he wants them to be wasteful. He wants them to see that they have received it freely, and so their job is just to scatter it and to allow it to take root where it will. It's not for them to always till the soil or to make sure it's a perfect place to preach. Their job is just to go out and be wasteful with the graces that God has given them. Because in some ways that takes not only responsibility out of our hands, but it actually takes whether it's going to succeed or not out of our ability. It's not about if we preach the gospel in the perfect way. It's not if we kind of notice if this person's going to follow Jesus or not. But it takes the effectiveness out of our hands and actually puts it in God's hands. It says, Lord, I'm okay with wasting this because you will do whatever you want with it. So back to the first reading with the prophet Isaiah when it talks about the rain and the snow coming down and not returning to the Lord till it's done what it is supposed to do. Sure, to water the earth, to water the plants and provide for its goodness. But not everywhere that rain falls do plants grow. And every time that we get some water or snow or anything like that, it's not always the right amount or the right time. And yet in the prophet Isaiah, God is saying, even those times that it doesn't look effective, it's doing exactly what I want it to do. Similarly, he wants the disciples to go out and to share this good news with others. Not just expecting themselves to be perfect and to convert every person they talk to, but they're willing to be wasteful with the Word of God. Because it's not about them doing it perfectly, but allowing God to be the one that bears fruit, God being the one that converts their hearts and brings this new life to them. I think what's transformative about that is not that it calls us to be exactly like the apostles, to go out and preach the gospel to every single person that we meet. But I think it can actually help us to be generous in our prayer. Because so often we want to be very efficient and effective with our prayer. We think, okay, I need to say this decade of the rosary for this person because they need help right now. Or maybe I need to offer some of my Eucharistic holy hour in silence so that I can hear the word of God better for myself. And we assume that if those things don't work, that, well, I must have done something wrong. I must not be doing it right or saying the right prayers or doing it long enough, or something I'm doing is clearly wrong because it's not getting the desired result. And I actually think if we're okay being wasteful like this sower, we're actually okay also if our prayer seems a little wasteful. That we're willing to spend time with the Lord, even if afterwards we don't feel like he's there showing us his infinite love. Even if we don't feel like anything's going to be different in our daily lives. We trust that that was actually time well spent, even if it seems like a waste. Because That's what good friends do. That's what married couples for decades and decades are willing to do. Not that every moment has to be a beautiful moment full of sunshines and rainbows and fireworks. It's that each moment is just meant to be shared generously with the other. Sometimes in your joy, but also in your sadness or in your struggle. That being there in those moments of tiredness is actually an act of great love. Not because it's effective or efficient, because you're willing to waste time with the one that you love. I think that's what the Lord wants our prayer to be. But it's not bad that we want it to be effective, that we want it to change the world around us. But I think we have to be okay when sometimes it doesn't seem like it's doing anything. And sometimes it seems like a waste. We can say, Lord, this doesn't mean that my soil is bad or that I'm doing this prayer wrong. It might just mean that I need to be a little more wasteful, willing to throw out those seeds, those offerings to the Lord, and even if they don't seem like they're doing much, to trust, Lord, that you still care for me and will provide for me. So, brothers and sisters, let us thank the Lord that he is a prodigal sower, that he's always willing to waste his graces and his word on us. Let's also pray that we can find a way to be prodigal as well. We can be wasteful in our love for those around us. That even if it seems like a waste of time for us to be with the Lord in prayer, we can give it to him generously. Not expecting anything in return, not expecting it necessarily to change our life, but to do it as an act of love. That we can spend that time with him, that we can know his goodness for us. That even if it seems like a waste, we'll know that he is making it effective, using his word to bring about his good gifts, using those moments to change our hearts, to be united to him, both in this life and in the life to come in heaven.